kulang na lamang na sabihin ni punong ministro Malcolm Turnbull ang di pagbalik sa front bench ng kanyang pinalitang Tony Abbott bilang bahagi ng pagbabalasa ng gabinete na inaasahan sa mga susunod na araw. Sinabi ni Turnbull, ilan sa mga pinag-aaralan sa paggawa ng mga pagbabago sa kanyang ministeryo ay ang pangangailangan sa pagbabago at bagong talino. Sa ulat na ito, ang pinakahuling mga kaganapan pagkatapos na bigla ang di inaasahang pag-alis ng dalawang mambabatas. Narito ang ulat.
The coalition is a broad church. We have liberals and nationals. We have liberals from Queensland, from Western Australia. We have men and women. And all of those considerations have to be taken into account. And I'd simply note that one of the most important considerations to take into account is the need for renewal and the need to bring in new talent into the ministry.
Humarap si punong ministro Malcolm Turnbull sa mga katanungan hinggil sa hinaharap ng kanyang gabinete pagkatapos ipahayag noong Martes na dalawang mambabatas ang bibitiw sa kanilang mga karagdagang papel. Si Jamie Briggs, ang Minister for Cities and the Built Environment, ay bumitiw sa tungkulin pagkatapos magreklamo ang isang babaeng public servant kaugnay sa pagkilos ni Briggs. Sumantabi naman si Malbrough, Special Minister of State, habang hindi pa inilalabas ang mga resulta sa patuloy na investigasyon ng pampedral na pulisya kaugnay sa umano naging papel niya sa paglabas ng talaarawan ng Parliamentary Secretary Peter Slipper. Sa pag-arap sa media, hinirap ni Turnbull ang mga paratang ng oposisyon na isinabay ang mga balita ngayong panahon para maiwasan ang masugid na pagsisiyasat.
The announcement about Mr. Briggs was made on the first business day after Christmas, and the decision was taken just before Christmas. So the process that we went through following the complaint about the incident becoming known was a proper due process, very much in accordance with the code of ministerial standards.
Kinwestiyon ng kumikilos na lider ng oposisyon, Tanya Plibersek, kung bakit hindi kaagad kumilos ang punong ministro kaugnay kay Braff.
Malcolm Turnbull stood by him. He said that Malbrough had no case to answer, that there was no new information. So that's the third question for the Prime Minister. What's changed in the last month? What new information has come to light that Malcolm Turnbull a month ago was saying that Malbrough shouldn't step aside and yesterday welcomed him stepping aside?
Sinabi ni Malcolm Turnbull, ang pasya ni Brough na umalis sa ministeryo ay naganap pagkatapos siyang makatanggap ng payong legal na ang investigasyon ng kapulisan sa kanya ay malamang na magpapatuloy kahit paman magsisimula na ang parlamento sa Pebrero.
So we're not going to be completed as quickly as perhaps he might have, as he hoped earlier. In the circumstances, I think his decision, I agreed with him that his decision to step aside was the right one. It's a political decision, but of course he hasn't been charged with anything, let alone found guilty of anything.
Nais ng ilang mambabata sa koalisyon na makabalik si Tony Abbott sa front bench bilang bahagi ng pagbabalasa ng gabinete. Si Abbott ay tinanggal noong Setyembre at ipinalit si Malcolm Turnbull bilang punong ministro. Si Senador Eric Abetz ay inalis din sa ministeryo pag-upo ni Turnbull bilang punong ministro. Sinabi ni Senador Abetz, si Abbott ay marami pa ring maitutulong.
I don't want to preempt or be seen as trying to coerce the Prime Minister into any course of action. I simply objectively make the observation that the former Prime Minister has a wealth of experience that is available to the nation, and I hope that he makes it available, and I hope the Prime Minister avails himself of that if those circumstances merge.
Naniniwala naman si Senador John Williams ng Partido Nasyonal, ang pagbalik kay Abbott ay positibong pagkilos para sa mas malawak na pagkakaisa ng koalisyon.
I think if Tony Abbott was to go back into the cabinet, it would be a good way to heal the wounds of the past.
SBS Filipino, araw-araw tuwing alas 6 ng umaga o anumang oras online.